Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Gardeners, welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. To be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. We've got about 3 hours left on the show, so definitely plenty of time for you to call in and get some of your questions answered. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into it this hour. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Woburn.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have two questions and one comment.
Okay.
The first question is, I just planted some bulbs recently, tulips and daffodils. I didn't have any bulb booster or any other fertilizer but 10-10-10, so I mixed some in the hole before I put it in. Would that be okay?
That's going to be all right. It's, you know, it's something that You could have waited till the spring to do something along those lines, but I think you're going to be fine with the ground temperature starting to freeze and get a little bit colder. I think you're going to be fine.
So what should I do with them in the spring?
So in the spring, you can actually hit it with a little bit of that 10-10-10 or something along those lines when it starts to when the bulbs are starting to flower. Or you're starting to, I don't mean just as you're starting to see color on the flower. I mean when you're starting to see the flower head starting to pop up and moving forward. That's mm-hmm. when you would want to use something like a bloom booster. You'd want to use it in the liquid form at that point.
Right.
Or you could use a 10-10-10 because it's an all-purpose that's going to really push that. So that's what I would do, but as soon as you start to see some of the flowers starting to emerge from the ground.
Okay, the other question was I have some hydrangeas, specifically endless summer, with the flower tops still on them.
Yep.
They're kind of dead. Can I just clip off the top of them?
You can clip off the dead flowers at this point. So the one great thing about the endless summer, and there's more than just one great thing about an endless summer, but this is one of them, is you can prune them at any time during the year, and they're going to come back and flower that year, because the flowers will bloom on old and new wood.
Right. Okay. And the third, and the comment is, I've used Wiltproof last year.
Yep.
And I went and bought a gallon of it. It's quite expensive, but I bought it and mixed it and put it in my sprayer. But when done, it really does the job on the sprayer because it kind of gums it all up.
It does.
In, like, the middle of winter, I'm outside. Where am I going to get the hot water? I had to go down to my workroom and kind of rinse it out thoroughly.
Yeah.
And it gummed up my work sink, whatever, and I still have quite a bit left in the gallon, but I don't know what else, any suggestions to
well,
so take it into my house and do it.
So what you could actually do is use a little bit of Dawn soap,
yeah.
Dawn dish soap,
right.
Mix that into the the sprayer, and kind of, you know, shake it around with some water in it, get some of that out of there.
Right.
The other thing you should try to do is just spray as much of it out as possible before,
which
you know, sounds like you did, and then spray some of that Dawn, you know, the soapy mix from the sprayer to get some of that to go through the nozzle.
Right.
You can also take the nozzle apart on a lot of them. If it's a brass tip, it does come apart nice and easy.
Right.
Let it dry out that way. Maybe let it soak in some water to let it, you know, kind of clean out that way.
Okay, they said when I, on the directions, I actually even called the company. I think it's 12 ounces or 6 ounces into 2 gallons of water or 12 ounces. I'm not quite sure. I don't have the book in front of me right now. But anyways, just to get that measurement, you're supposed to put it in the container with some water and mix it around.
Yep.
Or into a bucket. I put it into a bucket and put the, you know, the amount of water and will proof, but it gummed up the whole bucket also, so I guess we're going to have to do that also.
Yeah, so it's something that is trying to create like a callus, if you will, over the plant.
Right.
So that's kind of what it's doing in the bucket and the sprayer.
Yeah.
It's creating that. So it is one that kind of will gum it up a little bit, but the end result of saving the plants and helping the plants really, you know, protect them for the winter is worth it in the long term, especially if you have some well-established rhododendrons or azaleas, etc.
Right.
It's just, it's not fun to clean. I definitely know that.
Yeah.
And I've seen that as well. You know, some of those pieces, some of the, you know, the spray wand will actually come apart, and you can let those maybe soak in water, you know, and it's, you know, just try to get a little bit of that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the easiest thing, but they, you know, like I said, a little bit of Dawn dish detergent will help clean it a bit. You're going to have to rinse it a few times to get that the Dawn out, but the Dawn's not going to hurt a plant later. It's kind of like an insecticidal soap.
Mm-hmm.
If it were to be part of it. So that's why we, you know, that's one of the reasons why we suggest using that Dawn dish detergent, because long term, it's not going to hurt the plants.
How do I get the exact amount into the sprayer? Because it kind of, it's, you have to put it into something else, because you get this gallon bottle and you're trying to get, say, 6 ounces or 12 ounces, whatever the
can
Coke is or whatever. That's the amount I have to get into there. It's, I don't know how to do that in a, because I have to put it in a different container to get the right measurement. Any suggestions?
Well, so the container you have for, is it a backpack sprayer or is it?
It's a hand pump. You know, I have like 3 of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you're, you know, you can base it on how big your pump sprayer is.
Right.
And you can create the, you know, there's a math equation to figure it out. So say you need to use 6 ounces per gallon.
Right.
And you have
that's what it is.
And you have a 1.5 gallon spreader.
Right.
You know, I'd put 9 ounces into the container itself. And then just fill that with water there, and you can kind of shake it from there instead of using it in another container.
Yeah.
I've always, when I mix anything and use a sprayer, they have like little plastic measuring cups that a lot of the garden centers will have next to their concentrate products.
Right.
So you can just use it for that versus using a measuring cup from the house. Obviously not one you want to do. So.
Yeah.
And I'll fill that, put that into the container itself first, and then fill it with water.
I should have done that. I have a container, a measuring cup that I put it in. It's an outside thing. But now it gets in there, and it tries. It's very kind of solid because, you know, you got to put it in. I have to take it inside the house to keep it warm so it doesn't get hardened on the outside, even though it's 40 degrees out.
Yeah.
So, trying to get it out of the bottle, get it into that container, you know, say the amount of ounces, and then get that into the sprayer.
It's
a little involved process.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing in the world, especially when you have to deal with going inside because of the temperatures and you've right. already taken the hose off. Yes. One of the things you could do, and just a thought, is if you still have the hose accessible outside, some people don't at this point, you can actually fill the container with water, right?
Right.
From outside.
Right.
And then bring it inside.
Right.
Let it sit inside to get to that room temperature that right. you're looking for.
Right.
And then, you know, leave a little bit of space. Then add the mixture into the top of it.
Right.
And then shake it inside once it's warmed up that way. So you're not worrying about, you know, getting the, you know, getting the container under a sink in the house, you know, that's not usually the easiest thing.
Right.
But if you have the hose still available, fill it outside, bring it inside, let it sit, get to that room temperature, and then you should be able to get that warm up at least a little bit easier.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Tom, thank you for the phone call, and good luck with everything, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And, you know, starting to get a little bit cold out there, like I said, but still some things to be doing outside with a little bit of the warmth, that 40 degrees. So we'll talk more about it after the break. We'll be here.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You can give us a call. We'll definitely help you out the best we can. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right to those. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Hampshire.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. This is Mike. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay. I have a very woody Montauk daisy plant that I'd like to experiment with propagating because it kind of looks very nice over the summer with its nice bushy green and everything.
Yep.
But it's very woody and difficult. I'm just wondering what people are doing to propagate their Montauk daisies.
So the best thing to do if you're looking to, get more out of them, to propagate them, is the best way is splitting. And that you're going to do in the spring every 2 to 3 years. So you're not going to want to do it. What's that?
With a sharp shovel or something like that.
Yeah. What you're going to want to do is, in the spring, you're going to start by watering the plant the day before. What it's going to do is it's going to moisten the ground around it. But what it's also going to do is allow the roots to absorb some water to help with the transplant shock. And especially when you cut it, it's going to be shocking that way. And you're going to loosen the soil around the area. And you're going to be able to get like a pitchfork or something along those lines and actually pick the roots up from the out of the ground. And you're going to be able to do that without damaging the roots. The reason being is you water it the day before, so it kind of loosens the soil a little bit. Yeah. And you kind of want to get as much of it up as possible. At that point, you're going to clean any of the excess soil, so you really just have the plant itself. Okay? Yeah. And you're going to cut it in half. You want to make sure that both sides are going to have, you know, a large root mass. But you can cut it right in half. You can use it with a, you know, a sharp spade or a sharp knife or something along those lines. But you don't want it to be like a jagged edge when you're cutting it. You want it to be just a nice clean cut. You want it to just be able to callus over one side when it does that. From there, you can space them out about 2.5 feet apart from each other. Mix a nice compost into that soil. And then water immediately after you've planted it. Allow the soil to kind of just get around it and compact it. That way, you're seeing if any of the holes are there, you know, holes from compacting the soil around it. And then if you need to add more soil, you can do that. But that's really going to be the best way to propagate them, would be to split them. That's your best bet for it, because you're taking about 50% of a thriving plant, and you know, that's better than just taking a small amount.
Well, it's a good thing I called you. I almost went into splitting it just a couple of days ago. So,
yeah, it's definitely.
I didn't wait till three. Yeah.
Well, so at this point in time, if you were to split it, it's going to go into shock, and it's not going to have a lot of time to really redevelop some of the its roots or anything like that because of the cold weather. Whereas in the spring,
that stump seems very woody. I can't imagine as I sit here being able to drive a shovel, even a sharp shovel, right through that stump. I call it a stump. It's very
I know what you mean.
Difficult.
Well, it's one of those things that with a Montauk daisy you should be doing every 2 to 3 years because it'll actually allow them to get bigger. So if it's been more than 2 to 3 years, obviously it's going to be a little bit harder. So just do what you can. But the biggest thing is if you're going to, you know, if you can't get through the center of it, try to get as much of a root system on each one that you cut as possible, because that's going to be the most important. One other thing I'd suggest doing when you at time of planting or replanting is using like a Biotone starter from Espoma. That Biotone helps with the transplant shock, but it also has mycorrhizae that'll help the root system grow stronger and bigger. So that's definitely something to be thinking about when it comes time to replant them.
Great.
All righty.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
All right, Mike, have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects, from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards narrowly winning a second term yesterday. The Deep South's only Democratic governor, handing President Donald Trump another gubernatorial loss this year.
What a great night it is for Louisiana, and to God be the glory.
Republican businessman Eddie Rispone losing out to Bel Edwards by about 40,000 votes.
We have nothing to be ashamed of. We had over 700,000 people in Louisiana
really want something better and something different.
Authorities in Germany say a collision between two passenger jets on the ground at Frankfurt Airport did cause damage but left nobody injured. The Korean Air Boeing and Air Namibia Airbus planes hit each other shortly after they had landed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carrie in Douglasville.
Carrie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Now, we live in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Is it too late to start garlic or put garlic in the ground?
Garlic is the best time to be putting garlic is late into the fall. So if the ground's still, you can stick a shovel in the ground, I'd put the garlic in right now.
Okay.
It's the perfect time. They actually, you know, it's interesting, a lot of garden centers will have garlic in the spring. They'll just be selling it in the spring to be planting, and it's really, you want to be planting it in the fall for the next year to get that strong garlic root going. So definitely, if you can get it in the ground right now, perfect time to do it.
Okay. And also, aren't coffee grounds good for your hydrangeas?
So
my husband and I have a little spat about that. He doesn't like me mixing them in with the soil.
Well, so coffee grounds will actually help the soil be a little bit more organic. Whatever's in it, I can't think of the name right now, but some of that caffeine will actually help some of the night crawlers grow into the soil a little bit. You don't want to continuously just do it every week.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but mixing it into the soil is not a bad thing at all. You know, in compost, it really helps. You know, It's not like too acidic. It's not too much. It will actually help some of the structure. So it's definitely something that you can add into the soil and mix.
Okay, and one last question. I have some pine trees. I use the needles for mulch instead of going and buying mulch all the time because
yep.
that can be costly. Well, my husband does it. So, and I have leaves in the back, which gives nitrogen back to the soil.
Yep.
So I'm writing all this down to tell him when he gets up.
Well, so the thing about, you know, using pine needles for mulch, that's great. Just having something for mulch is going to help. You know, the myth was a pine tree is acidic, so the needles aren't going to be good for the soil. Well, it's not going to do much to the soil by being on top of it or even mixed in. So you'd definitely be good by using those. So it's definitely something to use.
Well, too bad he's not up to hear this. But
well, he can always re-listen to it on the podcast at our website, and just you can replay it over and over just so he knows that you're right.
Okay, well, that'll be strike one for me. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much, Carrie.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So it's warming up a little bit out there. It's still not as still pretty cold. Between the last break, I brought the dog out, felt the temperatures, and it was a little bit chilly. Where I am, still 23 degrees. Warm up to 41 today, so that we got that going for us in this area. So that would be nice, but definitely we're getting into that winter time. Obviously, we're still fall, but we're getting into that winter area. So something to be weary about, if you will. But we still have a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. It's about 10 days, but we still have some time. And Thanksgiving always reminds me of what we need to do outside. And that's starting to get your hydrangeas covered with either salt marché or mulch, your roses, some of your other plants that you're a little bit worried about, and doing it about that time. Reason being is putting anything around the plants before the ground freezes, you're going to have those mice, those little, chipmunks, and trying to find a home, and they're going to build it around your plants. When I was growing up, I always remembered my father talking about salt marché and getting it early, but not using it until Thanksgiving. And at Thanksgiving, the day after, you'd be out there covering the plants with the salt marsh hay. It was just something I always remembered and I'll always just think about when it comes to Thanksgiving. Obviously, there's a lot of other things we can be thinking about with Thanksgiving. One of our favorites would be Arlo Guthrie. Thinking about that coming up. But, it's... This is Thanksgiving always reminds me to get the plants ready. That's the time when it's ready for winter, and get everything covered up and ready to go, protect them from the winter. So just really something to be thinking about this time of year of what you can be doing. A lot of garden centers are moving into getting ready for Christmas or Thanksgiving, and a lot of that salt marché isn't available. I know a lot of local garden centers. I know the garden center I work for in Winchester, Mahoney's Garden Center, has salt marsh hay, because we know that you're going to want to use it at this time of year for protecting the plant. But this is something that a lot of garden centers will not have it because they're making room for Christmas trees, all those things. So that's why you get it early. Christmas trees are starting to come into a lot of the garden centers. You're starting to see those Christmas tree trucks go down the highway. You know, it's that time of year again. But, you know, it's definitely something to be thinking about getting maybe today, tomorrow, this week, so you can be ready for winter for your plants. And that's, you know, your roses, a lot of your hydrangeas, a lot of your perennials, just really getting them covered. Now, we talked earlier about roses, and I didn't get to finish completely everything about the roses. One of the things I want to talk about is what to do in the spring. In the spring with roses, you know, I talk about when to prune them, but that's when you want to fertilize it in April. When you start to notice that the buds are beginning to pop and green foliage is forming. So just as you're starting to see those leaf junctions form out, you don't want to do it before because the plant isn't completely active. You want to see some life in the plant and really get it going at that point. Once the ground has started to warm up a little bit, and it's usually mid-April, that's when you can apply your first application of a systemic insecticide so that it has time to really move up the plant and get established in the new shoots that develop. So that's something that, you know, we don't really talk about as much with roses. A lot of roses now, you know, you look at for the disease-free or the less work, like a knockout rose, there's not as much work. Well, I still like to do it just to be safe, because what you do early is going to help you later in the season and not have to worry about it. So from there, you know, once you've done the systemic insecticide, once you start to have some of these new shoots develop, you can actually apply an all-seasons oil and a dormant fungicide to the plant to control any overwintering insect eggs that were left there from the fall. And any of the disease spores that might have been there. So if you had an issue last year, start early in the spring. Once you've done this, pruned the plant, you're really getting it ready for the year. And it's gonna be successful that way. The statement that my father wrote in this article is something that really makes a lot of sense. And it says, "I don't care what people tell you about growing roses. It requires work, but the end results are well worth it." Yeah, it's so true. Anything that you want to be successful and work at and give something back to you like a flowering rose like this is going to take some work. But if you do it early, take care of the plant, and then it's really just taking care of it during their watering, fertilizing, and not worrying about some of these diseases or anything, you're taking the control from the beginning, you're going to be more successful that way. So that's something to really think about going forward next year. Now, if you're looking to plant some roses, there's tons of great articles online, or you can get some, you know, gardening books about roses, or look on the internet and find, you know, some rose catalogs. A lot of places will send out catalogs for free. So something just to really think about, get ahead for next year. So just some thoughts. From the newsletter, from what my father's been talking about for years upon years. So I love hearing some of those things. It just makes me so happy to think about what we should be doing for next year. Now, we've talked a lot about it today, but an anti-transparent is something we need to be doing this year. Now, were last year's windy, cold winter months tough on your outdoor plants? Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonide's Wilt Stop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging winds out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonide's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size 40-ounce ready-to-use and in pint, quart, and gallon concentrates. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath is available in a pint ready-to-use for easy application to your live seasonal decorations. Bonine products are made in America. Wiltstop is available at O'Connor's Hardware Store. In Billerica, Mass. You can also find it at a Blue Seal near you. Or go to bonine.com for a retailer near you. I've said it a few times, but our number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another 2 hours and 15 minutes. Now, coming up at 8:30, so about 45 minutes from now, Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to be with us. Got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Their ice melt will be a major topic as we're getting into winter. But tell you, we had a little bit of snow. At least where I am, I saw some snowflakes. But the more north you went, there was snow all over and a couple inches. You know, being prepared for winter is definitely something we need to do. And getting, some ice melt ready at the house is definitely perfect. Talking yesterday at work, and a year ago yesterday, there was a snowstorm where we got 8 inches of snow. My boss was out plowing all night, and a Christmas tree truck pulled into the yard at the same time. So a year ago we had about 8 inches of snow and then rain after that, so we got to be prepared for anything that's about to come. So think about your ice melt, and Natural Alternatives is definitely one of those places to be thinking about. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi,
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've talked a lot about what you can still be doing out in the garden. We haven't really talked about any indoor plants, getting them inside. Obviously, at this point, or at least I'm hopeful in a lot of the areas that if you're bringing any of the houseplants indoors, that you're getting them inside already. But if they haven't been and they're, you know, a little bit more cold tolerant, well, they should be brought in. This week we had some real cold weather, so it's just tough to really be leaving any of them outside. So one of the things that you might be doing is repotting some of the plants as they come in, getting them into that next size pot, or getting them from, a plastic container into a nice decorative container. Making sure you take a look at the plant and see what it really needs. Does it need, more sun? So is it going to go into a south-facing window? Is it going to need a little bit less? So you're going to a north-facing window. When are you going to feed it? Do you need to feed it as much during the winter? Probably not. You don't need to feed as much on the houseplants during the winter. Again, you should still, but not as much as you would normally when outside in the active growing season. One of the things that I want everybody to think about this when bringing in plants for the winter. Now, if you had them in a backyard that there were no, you know, street lights near it, and now you've brought it inside, and in the window you put it, there's street lights. Well, some of those street lights will actually act like it's sunny all day. So if it's something that doesn't need sun all day, it might actually affect it. There's an article that my father had written a couple of years ago that talked about that, and where there was something in a window that, you know, for the winter, but it was right outside that window because it was upstairs. It was right near a street light. So the street light was close. It was almost like a grow light. So that street light was on all night, and so it was like sunlight was on 24/7. So it's not just about where you put them inside for the sun that's outside. It's about thinking about what else could affect it. You know, speaking of what else could affect it, is it a drafty window? Is a window that has, you know, too much air coming through it? There are a lot of plants out there that don't like drafts. They'll start to turn black. They'll start to turn, you know, the leaves will start to fall down. One of my favorite houseplants is the fiddleleaf fig. That hates drafts. So it will actually start to weep over almost and turn black from the cold. So thinking about what if you put it near, you know, a screened-in porch or a three-season porch where there's a door that some of the air comes through, putting a fiddleleaf fig there won't be the best idea. So just a few things to be thinking about. It's not just about, you know, bringing it in and keeping it warm. It's where you can put it and how to take care of it during those times. So really something to think about. Like I said, you know, you could be repotting it. And I would suggest using a very good potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, like I said, it's very important to pick the right soil, but when you're mixing in that soil, what I'd love to see anyone do if they're repotting a houseplant is use systemic houseplant insecticide from Bonide. It will actually help you with some of the fungus gnats. We'll do some aphids, whitefly, even some mealybug, help protect you from that. Mixing that in the soil is the best way to do it. Watering it in once you've repotted it and really let it go from there will last a couple months. But it's a great product and something really should be thinking about anytime you bring any plant indoors from outside. We're going to take a break. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.